tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Election Day, Tuesday, November 7th, 2023 edition. Joining us on the line is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Election Day, Trucker Randy.
Yes, yes, sir. Are you voting on anything over there in your area?
There's a few things on the docket over here.
Unbelievable. They are doing $2.7 billion worth of millages and bonds across the state of Michigan today. Onaway is trying to ask for a second gymnasium in that declining enrollment school. And Central Lake is asking for $27 million for security on an old dilapidated building over in Central Lake here in Antrim County. So people need to call their local clerks and find out. But I wanted to talk to you first a little bit prior to your regular segment to talk about the Iron Pig. This short segment, because you guys are hosting an event for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, who's running for the U.S. Senate this Friday, 1:30 to 3:30.
Yeah, we are. It should be, if you have nothing to do and you're looking to meet a person, a very qualified person running for Senate, come on by the Iron Pig, 1:30. Yeah, it should be, you know, it's always interesting to get to meet somebody in real time, in real life, and see their mannerisms and how they interact with other people. It tells a lot about a candidate running for any position.
Yeah. Well, one thing that's really interesting happened, I'm sure you heard already, Peter Meyer, the disgraced former congressman who voted to impeach Donald Trump, his very first vote in the House of Representatives, threw his hat into the ring. And the Rhino establishment Republicans are freaking out because they're saying that's going to split the vote between Mike Rogers and James Craig and now Peter Meyer getting into the race. And somebody like Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, she could have a real shot at possibly winning that nomination in August.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, I always kind of laugh when I hear those sort of comments, those things, you know, so-and-so's freaking out. This is how our electoral process is supposed to work. So you kind of need to pipe down with any kind of complaining. I mean, I understand why they're complaining, because it's about power. I understand.
Right, exactly. And their moderate establishment uniparty candidates are freaking out because they could lose the seat. This is interesting. And the other aspect to this, I think, is going to show itself, is she is getting some major endorsements. I can't announce them just yet. I, of course, for what it's worth, my personal endorsement, I endorsed her last Friday because I analyzed all the candidates. I looked at their resumes. And the one thing that she has that these other candidates don't is she has, as a woman, a medical doctor, her practicing, and 60% of her clients are patients, are women. She can take on Elisa Slotkin on a debate stage when it comes to women's health issues.
Yeah, especially. And we know that that's such a important topic to so many of the female voters, and obviously some male voters too.
Sure.
But with regards to Elisa Slotkin, you know, all she really is running on is her sort of CIA background, if you will. The other things, she's really not done much else. So Sherry does, I believe, have a real shot. I'm not necessarily endorse. I don't think I'm going to necessarily endorse anybody, if that's worth anything to anyone. But and I don't know enough about all of these candidates quite yet. But I'll tell you, there is something to be said for a candidate coming to the Iron Pig.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Again, this Friday from 1:30 to 3:30, if you can get off work early or take a late lunch, that would be the best thing. Take a late lunch, come down and have lunch there at the Iron Pig and get to meet and see Sherry O'Donnell in person. And one other thing I do want to mention, this is probably going to be a big turnout being a presidential year next year, 2024.
Yeah, if I have a feeling this will probably be historic turnout. Allegedly, there was historic turnout last time. I think it'll probably be even bigger this time. And, you never know a year from now who is actually going to be on the ballot for, any of these slots. So we'll see. It's going to be one of probably the most interesting candidate year coming into an election cycle that I've ever been a part of, for obvious reasons.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about specifically the Iron Pig.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy. I got a couple of text messages. Ian says, does she have any chutzpah? And I said, absolutely. She's got bigger stones than most men. And he laughed at that. He thought that was good. He says, good, I like that in a strong woman. So you'll get to meet her on Friday. Is this the first time you get to meet Sherry O'Donnell?
I believe this is, yes.
Okay, yeah. She, Be prepared for a strong handshake.
You know, I
wasn't prepared.
I'll tell you, it's sort of interesting bringing that up. You know, I don't want to get off topic or anything, but
right.
I have noticed in the lawfare and the things that I've been involved with in the last couple of years, you know, the Let Them Breathe school mask mandate case was driven by mothers, by moms. The women in our community really stood up, and I'm disappointed that more men didn't. And I'm actually going to call out my school board right now. And there's a couple of gentlemen on that board who, you know, I have tremendous respect for. But it seems like they are kind of putting themselves to the side in favor of not looking like being too aggressive or,
yeah,
you know, male toxicity or any of that nonsense.
Yep. Garbage. Yeah, absolutely.
We need you fellas to stand up.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, and this is one of the main point of contentions for some reason, and I don't understand it, the catering that they are doing, because they don't want to be called, you know, a sexist or racist or, you know, homophobe or whatever. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And it's actually a technique that the left has perfected in attacking people because of personality traits.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'm still attacked to this day for standing up and for my employees and for my business. I mean, it to me, when it does happen, it doesn't happen quite as frequently as it used to, but Twitter is still a thing, so it does happen.
Yep.
But you know, I wouldn't say it's a badge of honor to me. It's more of like I'm kind of over the target, and if I can do some things and show that, you know, it is possible to stand up for yourself, stand up for your business, stand up for your family, and do it in a way that isn't overly aggressive. And I like to think most of the time I have a pretty good sense of humor about it.
Yep.
And I think that's generally the right way to go about it. But I'm sure that there are plenty of people that say I am over aggressive. And those are just the ones that don't necessarily understand either what we've been through or take themselves way too seriously for the rest of us.
Or don't understand the Constitution.
Or specifically do not understand the Constitution and the rights that are contained inside that give people like me the ability to question the state Constitution in a legal format.
Well, now that leads us to the discussion, because I've had numerous people asking me about the status of these cases, and I'm like, I don't know if have they slowed this process down because the state realizes your arguments and what you put forward in your latest submissions of papers into the court system? Are they looking at this and going, oh my God, he's got us checkmated. This is going to be game over. We're going to slow this process. Are they dragging their feet on purpose?
I don't have any evidence to back that up, but history has shown that they will do anything that they can to wriggle their way out of or delay.
Yeah.
The problem that they're going to be facing is the longer that they do delay, the T&V Associates case, which it ultimately in the Court of Appeals got an unconstitutional ruling, which affirms our unconstitutional ruling.
Yep.
That's going to the Michigan Supreme Court. And the longer that they wait on our case in the lower court with this declaratory action, there's going to be some clarification on that case that they're probably not going to like, because they've got to follow their own. The Supreme Court does. Michigan Supreme Court has to follow their own precedent.
Sure.
From October 2020. So they're kind of stuck in the middle. You know, they got to play chicken a little bit. And we've pinned them in a way that is going to be very difficult for any judge, any level-headed, logical-thinking person, when they read the simple text in the vesting clauses in the Michigan Constitution, Articles 4, 5, and 6, they all say that basically one branch cannot give their responsibilities over to another branch, period, end of sentence.
Or power.
Or power, right, exactly. And that's really, again, ultimately what it's about, right? It's about power.
Yes, sir. Now, and, on that point, hold that thought for 1 second, because you said something that I don't want people to gloss over. You said, going all the way back to, I believe it was October of 2020, when the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that every single one of her executive orders were null and void, were moot, unconstitutional, and then shifting that power, that authority, that power grab, if you will, to the health departments, and then you getting the ruling with Judge Hunter, that again is precedent that I don't think the Supreme Court's going to be willing to overturn.
Right. It's going to be very, again, because Judge Hunter's ruling for us, an unconstitutional ruling, is based on the Supreme Court's ruling from In Re Certified Questions 2020. So it's all wrapped together. That's why that Midwest Health versus Bob Gordon and the health department was so important. That was the first brick in the wall to come down. There were a couple of others that are really kind of unknown, but obviously the Iron Pig and then TNV took a very strange route to getting their unconstitutional ruling. So, you know, this is how it apparently has to be done, because unfortunately, you know, the elected officials we had in the legislature after 2020 decided not to do anything, period, about trying to amend these laws. And in fact, they amended 2253 after it was ruled unconstitutional by Judge Hunter and used it for months on end after without anybody questioning it. And that really disappoints me in both chambers of our Congress.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one thing that I think is interesting as you are continuing this fight, that this process is not being even discussed at all in any other media sources. I've checked MERS News Service, Gangware, Lansing State Journal, the Detroit News, the Detroit Free Press. Nobody's talking about these cases.
No, and there's probably a couple of reasons for that. But again, most of them fly in the face of the narrative that they have been telling for the last couple of years. So that to me is the main reason. Another part of it might be what I call COVID fatigue, which is true no matter which side you lie on.
Yeah.
But it's important to shift that conversation more towards separation of powers and the Constitution and power. Again, we're bringing it back to power. That's what I've always said. It's not about COVID. It's not about the emotion wrapped around face masks and all this other stuff. It's the way that they abused this health law and took the Constitution to mean something completely different. And in fact, even our Supreme Court justices are going to have another look at the non-delegation doctrine, which is what our lawsuit really seeks to kind of destroy.
Explain that part of it, because you've explained it before previously, but I want people to understand the importance of this. Explain that part of your lawsuit regarding separation of powers.
Yeah, so for a long time, there's been what's called the non-delegation doctrine. That means that one branch cannot delegate its authority to another branch, except in some circumstances, has been the overall theme for years. What Michigan's Constitution actually says is the opposite. They use the word vested. So, for example, the legislature has the authority vested in the legislative branch to create and write law. Nowhere in it does it say it can divest that authority to, say, the executive branch, nor can the executive branch divest. Nowhere in, I believe it's section one of each one of those four, five, and six of the Michigan Constitution. And I believe maybe Article 3 is separation of powers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that says separate but equal, right? That's the third, fourth, fifth grade civics lessons, separate but equal branches. One cannot exercise the authority over the other. And that's what's been happening for a long, long time. But specifically with COVID in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer took authority first that was granted to her, but then they realized that that was too much authority because reasonable and necessary were too ambiguous of words in that EPGA.
Right.
Then we found
the Governor's Act, got repealed.
The executive orders, right, in October 2023. Then they turned over to the emergency orders. And then two separate courts have now found that the health department engaged in the exact same illegal activity, if you will, being unconstitutional, issuing all of these different orders under the language, the health director may limit the gathering of people for any purpose and establish procedures.
Yep, absolutely. So basically, the governor was making laws from the executive branch, bypassing the state legislature.
Yeah, exactly. And the health director is an appointee, right? They're not an elected official. They're an appointee. That's part of the whole thing as well, is when you have an unelected appointed official, and this is part of what our lawsuit now seeks to overturn, is a person like a superintendent or a health officer that is hired by a board can make unilateral decisions that we've seen and we've known and have been proven to have devastating effects on school kids, on the health in our community, and businesses throughout the state. This is a fact.
Yeah. John, would like to get your opinion on this. He said, if the Supreme Court ruled that her executive orders were unconstitutional, why is she then not held liable, possibly for open prosecution criminally? Did she not swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, both of the United States and the state of Michigan? And if she violated her oath, isn't that grounds for her dismissal?
You know, that's a really good question. There may be some governmental immunity issues in there, but I'll tell you, we personally sued Gretchen Whitmer as part of our appeal. So we had a kind of a bifurcated lawsuit when we first appealed out of administrative law, the administrative hearings, and we were suing Gretchen Whitmer. And that's kind of where we got them on the okie doke. If we had pursued suing Gretchen Whitmer, they probably would have yanked that over to the Court of Claims. And everybody should know how swampy the Court of Claims generally is.
Right.
So that's why we gave up that portion of our lawsuit and several other portions, actually, so we could have Judge Hunter specifically look at the constitutionality of that health code.
Yes. And he said that way.
That doesn't mean that it's not off the table for the future.
Yeah,
this is what's important by having the Supreme Court finalize this decision on unconstitutionality, because that really is the hammer that we can then use to go over to the Court of Claims and sue. In my opinion, it should be Gretchen Whitmer, Robert Gordon, and Elizabeth Hertel, because all three of them, and potentially Dana Nessel, because she's the one. I'm waiting for some FOIA information, actually. I have a feeling that they consulted with Dana Nessel on this whole thing, and Dana gave the thumbs up to say, yes, this is constitutional. We can do this. So she may be involved in that as well.
Yeah, that was exactly my point, because and John from Millersburg makes that point, too. If they knew that it was.
Tell John, thanks for coming in and having it was either lunch or dinner yesterday.
Right. Yes. And he said that is the exact point. Would that prevent them from doing unconstitutional orders in the future if they knew they were going to be held personally liable? So good point, good discussion. Hey, I want to wrap up this segment with you, of course, promoting the Iron Pig besides the event on Friday with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Anything special planned for the weekend there at the Iron Pig?
Well, I will say for any listeners, don't come to the restaurant today because we're actually closed. We're doing some cleaning, painting, sprucing up the place. This is usually the best time of the year to do it. But every Friday, we have live music starting at 8 o'clock. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're doing our all-scratch breakfast. What else do we have? Oh, we started a ghost kitchen. We have an entirely new concept called Triple Fresh, which is soups, salads, and sandwiches for incredibly cheap prices. You get all three half for $7.50. It's way, 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 way too cheap.
Oh,
order triplefresh.com.
Excellent, excellent. Greatly appreciate that. Triplefresh.com. Well, all right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate all the information. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, brother.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.